What's up, fools? It's your boy La Sombra and your boy Pravin Vintage, and of course boy Wisdom, and of course our one-liner man, Mr. Amarin here.
Man with a plastic words.
So in our last episode, we kind of had like a cling off. We had a cliffhanger. It was anticlimactic. We were actually gonna join into another story. But of course, just like an orgasm that you forget halfway, you know, left it hanging.
Who forgets an orgasm halfway?
That's why!
Must be Shami.
I've had experiences.
Tungir paro. Panjir. Then when he wake up, right, he'll be like, oh, yes, yeah, I forget to climax.
Okay, like, not far off, lah, to be honest. Lah. Not far off. Lah. You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, you have been there?
Yes, I've been there. Okay, so, okay. Of course, we were going to talk about supernatural stuff. And then, of course, all of us have had our own experiences. And... Mm-hmm.
I just want to know whether do y'all believe yes or no?
Okay.
Believe what?
To believe
in
to...
ghosts, lah.
Because I heard your mic cut off, that's why.
Oh, sorry. Like, believe in ghosts.
Okay,
is believing, lah, to me. Mm. Like, I so far haven't seen, but I've heard, experienced, but haven't seen yet.
Okay.
And what about you, Mr. Pravintage?
I used to not believe, but now I do.
Understand.
Because I've experienced, so yeah.
Hello.
But you cut off, so I couldn't.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. Pravin, your mic.
Oh. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah.
I used to not believe, but then now I do because I've experienced it.
Nice.
But now, bro, Pravin sounds like some ASMR sound.
Yes, ASMR. Yeah, that's why they sound. Crunch, snip.
Oh yeah, that's a cat going past. Actually, it's damn cute.
Okay, so for me is I am a believer, but with the skeptics of science, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe to a certain degree also lah. Say.
Mm.
So from that question, what about you, Tipa?
I don't. It's all mind games, bro.
See, no, but
why don't you believe?
I have a lot of like sleep paralysis, nightmares. I see things here and there, but I keep saying to myself that no, cannot be. There is no proper evidence to like conclude that there is. Till then, I can interview a Pontiana. Till then, I'll wait lah.
You're single sleeping at night, right? Just put
interview
one cup
with
of blood there or something, lah.
Why, lah?
Okay, so
just try,
but if you, but if you think about it, right? Like, for example, Pontiana, what's like the mythological thing about Pontiana? It's some lady that died during pregnancy,
childbirth.
Yeah, during birth, giving birth or something,
right? And she tends to haunt only male victims, right?
Male virgins.
Then I got no problem, lah.
We all got no problem there at that point.
I really think that they should.
You heard it first on the podcast. We all, we all got no problem.
Actually, I believe, lah, so I
have to be.
Hey, Rimin, Pontiana likes virgin boys.
As in, that's what I heard growing up. Lah,
virgin
that, like,
boys, they not.
They go after young virgin boys.
I think it's only boys, not men.
No, lah, got some stories also. She go and haunt men, what? Like your Pontiana movie, all.
I think a lot of things are just stretched out, lah, because the meaning, a lot of people don't understand the definition of it. It just
but
on.
Pontiana should be the next feminist icon, eh.
Wait.
But she's like, man,
why?
You're the reason why I'm gay, bitch. You fucker, you loser.
Wow, all that repressed anger. You sure you're Pontiana?
I mean, she's an angry soul. It's like, punda,
That's like a news episode.
Ni ular itu sama yang terkena. Nah, video dia itu apa? I mean Malay lah.
Okay, I see that Amran has a lot on his shoulder lah. So why not you start off with your story, your experience?
Okay, my story starts off in Pulau Tekong.
Yay!
Yes. Home of ghost stories lah. So I was posted in Tekong on the February of 2018. Yes, I was posted in School 4, BMTC School 4.
School 4.
Yes, welcome to Rocky Hill.
Sorry, yeah, guys. Man.
I was posted
mono intake, cannot relate.
Fourth Koi. So in School 4, right? I have already heard stories. Okay. In the whole School 4, right, there's one company, right, that has no double deck bed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called First Coil, lah. They don't have double deck bed for a reason.
So what's the reason, lah?
Okay, so apparently the story goes that this guy got confinement on a Friday night or something.
Okay.
He was the only one that confined out of the entire company, yeah.
What did he do to get confined, do you know?
That I do not know.
Oh, okay lah.
Okay, so he got confined and then like the only people staying there was the COS and him. You know how Tekong goes lah. You will have COS there lah. But COS will be on the first or second level. So he went to his bunk, he slept lah. I mean, that's where he's supposed to sleep, right? So after he... Yeah. Where else would you
be? Serious, Ade? I've been sleeping at the fucking parade square, you know?
Hey.
Really?
Okay, so member tungitan lah. So Sami on the top bunk, right? He heard basement.
Member fell asleep lah for non-Indians.
He fell asleep lah. So he heard his bed moving a bit on the top bunk lah. So he woke up. What he saw, right, was a lady's feet and a girl's feet there. He knew because it was a lady's voice lah.
So what was lady saying?
Lady never say anything. They just like, you know when you sit on the top bunk, then you just swing your leg.
Oh, fuck.
Mm. Yeah, so he's swinging, like, creepy, first thing, man. He did, he ran all the way to the CS or something. And then from then onwards, like, I think after that, they took out all double decks. So it's only single deck until today.
Well, that means there must be a reason why they, only after one incident,
I mean, this was a story that I heard, lah, but I've never been to First Koi. I have a friend who's been there and he also told me that it's only single deck bed there. So, back to my experience is that, okay, I was in PTP phase. I was unfit fuck. So, it happened during PTP phase. So, that it was during April when we were going to March, around there. So we were also used to PTP the trainings, right? That it was looking rough and everything, like it was very hard. So that because I wanted to train more because I was very weak. So that night I wanted to go like to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah. Tipas, you know, like School 4 gym.
Oh yeah.
Below the MPH.
Day, I know from School 4 lah.
But you've been there, right?
No.
No,
I know which gym they are from School 4 also.
In Tekong.
Then who?
Me.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. School 4, the gym, yeah.
So I and my friend went to the gym. So this guy, right, is a believer of ghosts. But this guy, apparently, like, he's a world prop punte. World Punta SO number one, no. So this guy talk right a fucking shit. So I went to the gym with him. So like doing all this hand, leg workout, all that shit, upper body, lower body, and all that shit. So we came out because we were done already. So it was around 8:30. So we came out. So the guy walked in front of me out. So we were disturbing these few guard duty people We're like, oh, you don't walk here, walk there. We see ghosts, So it's like disturbing them. The guy walked in front of me already, right? The world prop. Okay. So he, he's, I'm just going to give name lah. His name is Pendit because he's short.
Okay.
Okay, so he turned behind. So he looked at me, then suddenly he looked up at the MPH.
Oh God, I know what kind of, oh my God, is that kind of person? Is that kind of person in every
then
group?
Then he said, Amrin. Then I was like, hey, what's up, Pindik? Then he's like, hey, got something waving at me. So, knowing me, I don't believe what. So, I turn and look lah. I was like, hey, fuck you lah. Got no one upstairs lah. Don't go lah, chibai. Say, don't talk cock and everything. So fast forward, we went back to Koi Line, went back to bunk. So that night, because I don't usually shower early lah. I normally shower around 8 plus. So just nice, it was going to be 9. So I showered lah. So the entire time I was showering, I was fucking creepy.
Damn.
Like, the eerie, like, kind of atmosphere. No,
it was like exactly when someone is looking at you showering.
At you.
Okay.
So okay lah. I mean, eerie lah. Because I was the only one showering. So maybe, I would have had that feeling. So after that, I came out. I went back to bunk. I slept fucking early. I think like 9:10, 9:15, I slept already. So I woke up at exactly, I can remember the time, you know. I woke up at 10:19 PM, haven't lights out.
10:19,
so,
exact.
10:19, so I went to
That's go pretty play. Early to go to sleep, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I love sleeping early, so. Then I woke up at that time, so I went to pee. So when I pee, I was standing at the urinal, no urinal and cubicle, like. So I don't usually use urinal unless I'm alone. So okay. I peed alone, lah. Man, I couldn't pee because I really felt like somebody was looking at me.
Amrit, did you just say you don't use the urinal when you're only use the urinal when you're alone?
Yeah, like if got someone beside me or what, I wouldn't use urinal. Oh, I'll just go to the
cubicle. Okay.
Privacy.
Yeah,
privacy.
Yeah.
I don't have people
looking
at my cotton all day.
Plastic cotton,
non-biodegradable products. So when I was peeing, I was like trying to pee, you know. Then like, hey, chiba, I cannot pee. That's like, okay, fuck it. I go use the cubicle. So even in the cubicle also, I was like suffering. That's like, I forced my pee out lah. Then after that, when I came out, right, then because when I came out, if you turn left, right, it's a dead end and water cooler.
Okay.
So when I turn right, it's the first section, second section, third section, and so on. So mine was at the third section. So I turned right, then suddenly behind me, I heard slipper noise.
Oh.
Then I look on the ground. I realized right, the entire time I went to the toilet and back right, I wasn't wearing slipper.
Oh.
Damn.
And guess what? At that time, like, nobody was outside my that whole corridor.
Fuck.
But do that means I started... the cubicle you were in, basically you would definitely have known if someone came in lah.
Yeah, I would definitely know like if someone came in, but it felt fucking like someone was there. So I slowly walk now. I'm walking slowly, the slipper sound from behind me, right? Slowly started coming faster towards me.
Oh shit.
So I fucking ran, bro. I ran all the way back to my bunk. Then my friend looked at me, it's like, hey, what happened? Why like so tired? I say, no lah, I say sleepy, I want to sleep fast. That's why I like rush back. I was like panting, no. By the way, this happened on a Thursday night in Tekong.
Oh, fuck.
Next day, gonna book out one. So, I went back. I slept lah. I forced myself to sleep lah. I thought maybe this... I mean, I was hearing stuff and shit lah. So, apparently, when I woke up in the morning, right? I went to eat breakfast. So, normally, this pendek fella, right? He fucking hyper in the morning. He'll eat chocolate. He will, like, disturb everyone. No? So, apparently, that morning, like, I never noticed that he wasn't around. No? So I asked my Malay friend, where pendek? Then he was like, huh, you don't know? I was like, what? See, I was sleeping, bro. I mean, I heard noises after lights out, but I just couldn't give a fuck. So they were like, oh, no, pendek went hospital. I said, for fuck.
Oh, damn.
Bro, he kena possess, bro.
What the fuck?
Go possess, go hospital for what, sir?
Okay, the thing is, right, we look it sometimes as a supernatural thing, but to others who don't believe, sees it as a scientific thing. So his bunk is section 2, I section 3. So I have a close friend who is in section 2. So I went to him and I was like, hey, what happened lah? He's an Indian guy lah, Indian Muslim guy lah. So I went to ask him. I was like, dude, I don't know lah. See, yesterday night, fucker kena possess lah.
Damn.
So apparently what happened was like he before lights out, that means that shit happened like
at the same time it happened to you.
The same time where I was running back, you know. So when I stopped hearing the sleeper noise was around his section already.
So
apparently what he did, right, he suddenly sat because he sleeps on the upper bunk. So he suddenly sat he folded his leg, he started laughing.
Oh shit.
He started laughing on his own. Then he started crying.
Crying?
What? Yeah, he started crying. Then after that, he started to like, he got up from his bed, he went to the floor, then he was like doing all the silat move.
Oh, lama.
Then everybody got fucking scared already. Now like, they went to call my sergeants and everyone now. So they came up and they saw this, like, this guy is like apparently doing some fucking stupid shit, like doing all the silat move, like somebody who's in a trance. Then apparently during that time I turned my head and I saw my section mates running out and back and all that, but then I just couldn't give a fuck. So apparently is what happened.
They must have been fucking scared, dude.
They must have been fucking scared. Hey, you know what's the best part? No? There was a PC who was on the platoon 3 lah. So this officer, he was fucking fed up. He was like, why platoon 1 is running around after lights up? So he was making, what I heard was like, he came up and then he saw. And he himself was fucking shocked. Then I was like, wow, actually not bad lah.
Not bad.
I mean like memories lah. You bring after Tekong, it's like, wow, not bad lah. People ask lah, it's like, yeah, my koi somebody gonna possess, bro.
your koi got
not. There's like the people tell lah, but can't relate to this shit because this shit happened right beside my bang lah. and there was what? So that's the end of the story lah. But I got one more lah.
Go ahead. Guys, just give me 1 second, man. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, can.
Thank you.
I'll continue the story lah. Okay. So, it happened on my guard duty. During PTP, I had a guard duty, so I chose ammo dump.
The best thing for you to choose, right? Ammo dump, right?
Because knowing I don't believe what. So, I wanted to see lah. So, your guard duty items will come for got SOG. So I prepared my SOG in my pocket. So like whenever if I see things, like, all I have to do is just take it out. Because what I believe in, if I see something like sharp objects wouldn't make it close to me. Right?
Yeah, I heard also like apparently like ghosts and something like fire and sharp objects.
I think fire they will try to burn it out, but sharp object is what they will save you. So I went that guard duty with like what few cigarettes left, you know. So I did the 12 midnight shift lah. 12 to
sure.
1 to 3 or something.
Sorry guys, could I trouble you all to recap a bit again?
I was doing
guard duty at ammo dump in Tekong.
Yeah. Oh fuck, the ammo dump is the worst, bro.
Yeah, it's the worst. Okay, so the best part was I was doing with this guy. This guy name is a Chinese guy, fucking sweet guy like with me. His name is called T-Rex.
That's a
cool
name. Y'all can laugh all your want. It's a Chinese army and people someone refer to me as T-Rex. Fuck that shit, man.
No, fucking his name,
alpha dude.
His name is Tan Xiang, but we call him T-Rex lah in our.
Cause it's like T-X or T-Rex.
Yeah, so like T-Rex.
Oh, so, T-X. Okay.
Fucking
okay.
Nice guy lah. He was going to OC, so that was his last duty lah. So I did with him prowling. So apparently I saw something, but I didn't tell him lah.
Because
the guy is a very pious guy. The guy got barang all no. So the guy put barang. Then before like that 1 AM shift, right, he was like doing some prayer thing lah. Like make sure nothing disturb us when we are doing something lah.
Oh, okay.
So we did a few walks, then we got fucking bored lah. So we sat down in the middle of the road. After the ammo dump, the camera all cannot see us, right? So we sat down.
That long stretch of road, right?
Right in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
We back to back so that we could look at the exit and at the ammo dump. So actually while walking, right, we could hear Muslim, you know, the morning prayers.
Oh wow.
In Tekong.
Yeah, in Tekong, that is one thing, but the best part is, right, it was at like 1-2, you know. I could hear it, no.
Maybe some caretaker in the area.
Yeah, it could be a caretaker, but prayer at 1-2 AM, does it, Muslims does that?
I don't know, man.
I even look pious enough to tell you that?
Nah, I mean, you should know, lah.
No.
I don't think so, then.
No, no, definitely not at 1 PM, lah.
So, I could hear from the distance, lah, but I just didn't give a fuck. So I went to sit down with him lah. So apparently I was facing out of the ammo dump. This guy was looking at the ammo dump. So the whole stretch right will be out to the main road. The main road you can see OUV 5 ton all will go out lah. So what I saw right was at the right side of the tree, right? That means it was like my 1 o'clock, one of the tree lah. I saw this fucking white cloth, I swear this white cloth was whiter than anything, bro. So it was the only thing that I saw, the white cloth, right? So I saw the white cloth, then I looked down on the spot because like out in outfield area, you know. We are talking about outfield area. How the fuck can a white cloth be on a tree that is so white? So I didn't tell him lah. I just kept quiet. Then our walkie all couldn't work already, you know. The signal there is actually very bad.
Yeah, it is, it is. It is
the ammo
area.
It's very bad. So
there's a reason now why the signal in the area is bad lah.
Yeah. So like it got really like that white cloth was just there dangling and like there. So I was like, wow, that's like I walk, then we our shift ended, so we walk. Then I told him, hey bro, wanna walk fast or not? I wanna go sleep. Then he say why? They say I fucking sleepy bro. And I walk guess what? The white cloth not even there already, bro.
Damn.
The white cloth not even there. So it cannot be someone stick then someone take out. I mean we're the only fuckers there.
Yep.
And wild boss and whatever not. So apparently the history of the ammo dump, right? Was actually in front of the ammo dump, right? Where the fencing is inside, right? Somebody actually died there before.
Died as in like long time back or a serviceman?
Long time back. And you know what's the best part? No? It was a female, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, back then Tekong was a Malay village.
In Tekong context, right, it's actually they call her the lady in white. So apparently that's where she died lah. So I got more stories lah, but it's more of like I don't really want to believe lah.
Amran, actually I have a story to add to that, man.
You talk of your experience lah.
Can bro. Never mind, just add this story first then. I'm gonna continue.
Okay.
It was my guard duty at the ammo dump also. And then it didn't happen to me, but what happened was, so you know, after we finished our shift, right? We went to the ammo dump also, then we chill. Because you know at the ammo dump they have like those barricade thingies there. Sit down beside. Yeah, so we were chilling there for a while. Like say, okay, let's go for 10 minutes. considered luck. Correct. So we were sitting down there for a while, then after a while my friend was like, my partner, his name was Vicky. He was like, hey bro, let's just walk back. I think we can go back already. Say, okay, can, sweet. So we went back. And then the next, what do you call it? The next
shift.
Yeah, the next shift guys, they had to go out and walk lot. So they went out to walk, and then guard duty is usually how long? 2 hours, right?
2 hours.
Yeah, about 2 hours. Yeah,
2 hours, right? So they went out, and then after like 45 minutes, they came back, and then we were like, and they came back into like the resting area. You know? So that means the sergeant all know that they came back. Then we were like, hey, what the fuck happened? Why y'all come back so early, yeah? Then they're like, dude, we kena something, man. Then they're like, oh, why y'all kena? Then they were like, they pretty much told the story that they were walking down that same stretch of road where you were chilling, where you saw that white cloth, right? They said they went there, so they sat down and they wanted to rest for a while. And then one of them wanted to smoke, so he lit up his cigarette. And then while they were smoking and talking, the both of them suddenly heard singing with a female voice right behind them.
Yeah, because that's where the burial site of that female was, lah.
Rabak.
You know, right now we're talking, I can really feel the goosebumps.
I know.
Yeah. Me too, man. I also can.
Similar experience.
Because, the ammo dump is fucked up, bro. After that, I never did ammo dump, but I wanted to do, but it was 24-hour shift, so I chose my own coil.
Man. So when they told us that, so thank God the next time I had to go out was about, like, I think 4 a.m. already or something. So not so bad.
A lot of people complain during the 4 a.m. shift. They said they can hear Muslim prayers. Then got people say got things flying above them or.
What? But 4 a.m. is after witching hour, right?
Those guys complained about it around, I think 3:30 or 3:45. And then I was like, fuck that, man.
During witching hour.
Oh no, so we supposed to go at 5, yeah. Then it was fine because the sun is, you know, almost rising already and stuff. Wow. You know, at 5 a.m. onwards, like, you go out, so, then, you know, by the time you finish your shift, the sun is rising already.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone has, if anyone listening to this got any ammo dump stories in Tekong, please tell us, lah. I want to
know. Yeah. Yeah.
Then, okay, then, you have any other experiences?
Who, me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have three stories, actually, to tell you guys, to share with you all about what I believe. The first two is, like, legit scary. And the third one is the most rabat one.
The third one must be Venga, dude.
Not even close, bro. You cannot compare.
Wow. Okay, bro, you powerful, la.
You start story.
Okay, so the first story for me was that when I was in Tekong, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when, like, enlisted for BMT, PTP badge, so, bila-bila. Mm-hmm. Like, right, so we had to, you know, the 2-week confinement period.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And during the 2-week confinement period, nobody told me, lah, because, like, I mean, when I was going into camp time, my dad gave me, like, a pouch of coins and stuff, and he was like, oh, you can use these coins to buy drink at the vending machine there and everything. So, I was like, okay, okay, that's sweet. Yeah, man, you know, blessed life, lah. But, like, so I was in camp. And I remember it was like the end of the first week or something. Mm-hmm. And after 1 week of like not having any sweet drinks, like, mm-hmm. because I like to have like, you know, like just a can of Coke or something once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then every day you drink water. Then at night you got Milo. And then mm-hmm. it's just the cookhouse cordial drinks, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck, man. I want to go and get a fucking drink from the vending machine. So I was in 7 Koi. And the 7 Koi building. Yeah, brother. Yes. Yeah. So the 7 Koi building is... combined with the 6 Koi
right
building,
at the right? End,
the BIC area. Yeah, the BIC area, correct. So, I was there.
Fuck BIC, I told you,
bye. Yes, yeah, the way they sell it to you, like, fucking scary, you know, like, we'll be firing live rounds and shit like that.
The first shit. Thing, I heard the siren, I was like, hey, these are Black Sabbath war pigs, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, like, bro, Black Sabbath, bro, then in my head, like, when I was doing the entire thing, it was like, damn it.
You're going through the whole course with like background music in your head, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty fun though, actually. Oh yeah. So I decided one night because my bunk was on the 5th floor.
Okay.
And you know, during the first week of confinement period, right, usually when it's lights out, there'll be one sergeant at the first floor to sit down in the center of like the coil line and then look up and see anybody coming out after 10 PM.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that he was there, lah. So I figured, like, okay, fuck it, I'm still gonna go get my drink today. I don't mind it. Before all of this, my Inche warned us when we first came in, like, he was like, after 10 p.m., you all want to walk around? Excuse me. After 10 p.m., you all want to walk around, that's fine. But if I catch you, it's a problem for your life. Something else catch you, I cannot do anything.
Wow.
Like, But at that point in time, you know, I don't believe. So I'm like, what the fuck, this, you're talking cock, lah. You know, you're just trying to scare us. Yeah. So I was like, nah, fuck it, I'm going to go buy a can of Coke. But there's no Coke in Tekong, it's My Cola that you can buy from the vending machine. So I snuck out my bunk at like, I think, 11 p.m. I came out of the back door, right? Yeah, so my bunk, how do I explain it? My bunk was at the middle point of the building. You know, it's a U-shaped building.
Mm-hmm.
So at the middle point of the building, I snuck out the back door. So the sergeant definitely cannot see us looking up like from his coil line. And I had to walk down the rest of 6 Koi to the end of the corridor to get the vending machine.
Mm.
But at that point in time, 6 Koi had no intake at all. So it's all the lights all completely off, all the bunks empty, fucking dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, that's where the HQ is, right? So 7 Koi, 6 Koi, then the HQ is the in-between one.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So, like, I was walking, so I snuck out the bunk and I started walking down to the vending machine. I can see the end of the corridor. So as I'm walking to the vending machine, I'm like, okay, I got my coins, gonna go buy my drink, very happy. I just cough, lah, because you know the Tekong cough? Everybody
gets Tekong. Oh, yeah, everybody will get
on. Yeah. So I coughed, right? I just went like like that while I was walking to the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached the vending machine and I start putting in my coins. And like within like, I think 5 or 7 seconds after I put in the first coin, I hear right
someone
beside...
coughing.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Right beside the vending machine to my right, before the turn down to the rest of the corridor, right? I hear like the cough, the same cough I just coughed back at me.
Motherfucker. This one fucking asshole, this one.
No, but
yeah,
there was really no one, lah.
There was no one, bro. It's empty building. There's no intake, nothing.
Yeah, and all the lights are off. Normally, if there's six quiet there, like, they would still be around, right? You should know that they would be around. Right?
Yeah, but it was completely empty building. And
I cannot say echo also, right? Because it's a very
and the best space. Part is 7 coin and 6 coin is joined together, so you would know.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, like Shami said, there's no way it could have been echo because it happened like at least 10-15 seconds after I reached the vending machine. And then the moment I put in my coin, like after 7 seconds, I hear the cough back towards me. It's like too delayed to be my echo, you know what I mean?
Maybe you're using delay pedal, lah.
Yeah, maybe lah.
Maybe there's a glitch Tom Morello, in the matrix, ghost.
Yeah, glitch in the matrix.
Yeah. So then, obviously, after hearing the first cough, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking panicking already. But then I just maintain my cool because I've always been told that, like, if you think you're being disturbed, don't react, you know, like, just act normal. So I acted normal. I just continued putting in my coins, but then I hope, yeah, I faster press, like, the fucking button, like, okay, let the drink come out. The drink came out, I took the drink, and I started brisk walking back to my bunk. I don't want to run also, like, because, like, you know, that's not acting normal, what?
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm brisk walking back to my bunk, right before I crossed that point from leaving 6 koi to 7 koi, where the back door of my bunk is, I legit hear the same fucking cough directly behind me.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then, at that point, I freaked the fuck demons. Out.
Hey, demons, it's me, your boy.
Oh, yeah, you should know one thing.
Yeah, bro.
In Tekong, right, what I heard from the short guy, right, what he saw, right, wasn't a black figure at all, bro. It was... A Japanese World War II soldier.
Holy shit.
Japanese went to Tekong, man? I don't know.
That's a good question.
He said he was a Chinese man. So I told him, did he wear cap with the side of like clothing? And he said, yeah, exactly what you just said. He said, how you know? And I said, I just kept quiet. I was like, that's what Japanese people wear during World War II when they were in Singapore.
Hmm.
Oh, damn.
But I don't know whether Japanese was at Tekong.
They should be.
Because if they control the country, that should be the prison area, right? Tekong was a prison area, right? Or something.
I'm not sure.
They turned into a messy fight.
No, Sentosa.
Sentosa.
Pulau Belakang Mati.
No, it's another island. It's another island where.
But I don't know whether Tekong.
Riot. Yeah, the prisoners riot. They had a lot of people. Chill. Yeah, it's some other island. Alcatraz.
Ada kunci.
Okay. Then continue.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so after that happened, I just freaked the fuck out, ran back into my bunk. Then I asked my bunkmates, I was like, hey, there's not got any sergeant come, no? They're like, no lah, why? Say damn, man. Then I told them what happened, and then they all started scolding me, lah. Like, fuck you, lah, don't tell us this kind of shit, lah. We're gonna sleep now, you know. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. But like, that was the first story, lah. The second story is when I was in unit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And after the incident, I kind of believe, lah, but still don't believe so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second story was, so I was sleeping in bunk. And in this point in time, in my unit, I slept in a 22-man bunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, the layout of the bunk was basically, like, at the edge of each bunk, there would be three people sleeping horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad way to put it.
Where was your unit, sleeping, by the way?
Kranji Camp 2, bro.
Which part?
What do you mean which part? Which building?
Which building?
41 SAR building, bro.
41 SAR, wow.
Yeah. You know, where at the end, when you enter Kranji Camp, right, you walk straight down, you walk past the
Kranji Camp 2, right?
Area. Yeah. You just walk straight all the way down, then eventually you have to turn, and that's the 41 SAR, like, buildings. Yeah, so my building was there also. And when I first went to that building, also everyone's like, oh yeah, here got ghosts, here got a lot of things and all that. And then they always talked about like this ghost called Xiao Mei, which is basically a small girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, no, like, you know, you won't really believe because you're like, it's all rumors and shit until you actually experience it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that night I was sleeping in my bunk. So I like, again, 22-man bunk. And the layout of my bunk is, again, if you enter the first door, the front door, it's a U shape. So you walk in, then you follow a U shape, and then you walk out at the end of the other U, at the end of the U. So I'm sleeping at the end of the bunk, beside two other guys only. And to my right, the bed is my buddy, and then to my left, that guy OOC already. So it's an empty bed.
Mm.
So I was sleeping there, and then this one night, I remember I was having this fucking crazy ass nightmare, man. Like, I was awake in the dream, and I was just going around with my friends and stuff, right? And there was this small girl wearing all white with long hair, chasing me and my friends around the dream, doing all kinds of crazy, like, violent shit. Like, I'm talking, like, you know, taking a piece of metal and stabbing my friend in the neck and cutting his neck and shit.
What the
and,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah, like, that's really brutal. Fucking violent shit. Yeah, exactly. And other stuff, like, you know, like, gouging my other friend's eyes out and shit and all that.
Oh, shit.
And throughout the entire dream, it's a crazy, violent nightmare, and I'm trying to escape from this crazy fucking small girl. Mm-hmm. And it somehow culminated to the point where at the end of my dream, she's trying to fight me, and I managed to get, like, some sort of, like, metal rod or something with, like, a sharp end, and I just stick it right in her face, like, just drive it right through the face, you know, like completely obliterating, like, her face, like. And I still remember the sound.
Fatality.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And I still remember the sound that small girl made in the dream, top though. That's, like, really scary. Yeah, it was, like, this super high-pitched, like, demonic scream, man. It's like, I don't know how to, like...
The
oh my god, my head just stood there. Jibai,
like, fuck fucking you, Nitipa. Junji Ito shit, man. This one,
yeah, it was pretty much Junji Ito style stuff, man. And fuck Nitipa. And then, that kind of exact scream. And then, so at the end of the dream, I remember thinking at the end of the dream, I was like, okay, fine, fuck, this is done, I'm safe now. And then I managed to meet one more of my other friends, and we started talking to each other, like, oh, okay, thank God you're safe. And he's like, yeah, thank God you're safe too. And I'm like, okay, sweet, we can escape. So we start walking away in the dream, lah. And then right before my dream ends, the last thing I remember is something grabbing me by my shoulders from the back, like really hold, like really hard, like grabbing my shoulders, spinning me around. And this small girl with her bloody face and all fucked up and shit, like mangled and blood everywhere, just jumping right at me and screaming.
Like Five Nights at Freddy's kind of shit, lah.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, those jump scare shit.
Yeah.
And never in my life have I ever woken up from a dream screaming, you know. But that night, right, I woke up literally with a scream, like, and I sat up on my bed. And I think the time was about like 4:45 or something like that. Because one of my friends, he's from Australia, so he was going to, he usually wakes up early so he can call his girlfriend. And he was about to go and brush his teeth, right? He was walking right in front of my bed when I woke up screaming like that, and he froze right in front of me in his underwear with his toothbrush. He looked at me like,
what the fuck, bro?
Pravit. He's like, hey, Pravit. Then I'm like, yeah, bro. He's like, you okay or not? Then I'm like, oh, yeah, bro. Sorry, man. I just had a bad dream. He's like, okay, it's fine. So he went off. Then I went back to sleep. And then 5:15, he wake up for reveille, right? So I woke up and I went down to go and fall in for breakfast. When I went to fall in time, like, my buddy and, like, the rest of my friends, all they fell in, like, maybe two or three people away from me, lah. But then I can still hear them talking, and I remember him saying something like, hey, dude, yesterday night something was in our bunks, yeah, really something fucking disturbing us in our bunk. Then I heard that, and I was like, what the fuck, that's fucking creepy, yeah. So I didn't say anything at all. I never told any of them about the dream or nothing. And then we walked to the cookhouse, and we sat down. So we went and collected our breakfast and stuff, right? Then we sat down at the cookhouse, and then after that, then we were all talking. So I asked my buddy, I was like, hey, dude, you said you saw something yesterday night. He's like, yeah. I said, what did you see? And I shit you not, this guy literally says, bro, I saw a small girl in a white dress and long hair standing in between me and your bed.
Whoa!
My head just stood there, saying that, like, freak me out, bro, rabats, yeah.
Damn. Really disturbing as fuck.
That shit messed me up, dude. Yeah. So, like, that was, like, probably my scariest experience about, like, supernatural shit in camp.
Like, he legit saw.
Yeah, he said he legit saw it.
Whether he lied or not is one thing. But the fact is, you experienced it yourself. Yeah. So, and it lines up.
Yeah, exactly.
It lines up. Correlates. Yeah. It relates everything together.
And I didn't mention anything about it, you know. I just asked him, what did he see? Because I wanted to see if, like, you know, like, I'm talking, maybe my
dream was different
or something. Yeah, and he literally, the moment he said that, I told it to them, and then they all, like, what the fuck? And we all, like, yeah, that shit is crazy, yeah. And apparently, before I even came to the bunk last time, because I was from BMT, then to the morning intake, right? The rest of the guys were there, they used to complain about getting disturbed also. And then one of my PS, whose dad was a priest, he gave them talismans to put under the pillow, and then they said they're not gonna disturb after that. But I think because when we all came, we were new, so we didn't have the talismans. Then we got this kind of stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Fucking crazy.
Fucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other story?
Yes, yeah. Bro. Most epic story ever, please.
Okay, so yeah.
The last one, right?
Yeah.
Yep. This is the final story I have. And it's fucking hilarious.
Why is it so funny? Like, both you and, like, Tipa.
It's fucking scary.
It's damn scary. Okay, so okay, this encounter happened during my 18th birthday party.
You knew Tipa already, yeah, then?
No. I think I shared the story with Tipa, like.
Then why Tipa more excited than you, lah?
Because you need to hear the story.
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah. So before I start the story, I have to say that whatever I say right now, I don't mean to offend anybody or any kind of belief or anything. It is just based on what I saw, which is why I'm telling it the way it is.
Oh my god.
So, yeah.
I know what story.
Listeners!
Fucking asshole!
Listeners, digression is advice.
Pretty much. Don't spoil it for me, Kunjis.
No, I think Amran also know this one.
No. Hey, just continue.
Okay,
so before I start the story, let me introduce you to the three main characters of the story. Okay, this story involves a Nazi, a Muslim guy covered in tattoos.
Okay.
And a ghost.
Wait, is this like an actual real life story?
It's real life experience.
So my 18th birthday party. Actual Nazi, and you're talking about actual.
Okay, not really an actual Nazi, lah.
An actual Nazi. This dude read Hitler books and said Hitler is the coolest guy he's ever found out about, and he basically worshipped Hitler.
Yeah, that's being a Nazi.
That's a fucking Nazi.
It's fucking straightforward.
Interesting fact, though. Now that Nazi guy is a staunch Muslim.
Ah.
Interesting.
Maybe this story that you're going to say, the experience changed him.
Taubat.
I highly doubt it. Everybody grows, you know, so I wish them all the best now. And to a certain level, they were all pretty cool guys. Like. It's just this story.
Okay.
So the story.
Oh my god, I know the story now.
Okay.
Sorry. Then.
Don't spoil it.
No problem, bro.
I never spoil. You also will laugh, dude.
So the story happens at my 18th birthday chalet. It was SAF Sea View Resort chalet. You know the one at Changi? Where the chalet has a spiral staircase?
Oh, fuck, man. I got Chibai. Bro, that fucking place. I know a personal friend, fucking close. He also got possessed there.
Bro, I think it's the same ghost.
Eight or nine. I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's pretty. Mine was 9, sir.
Yeah, mine was.
Well done.
It was the one closer to the sea or something.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so basically, we were having my 18th birthday party. It was really fun. What I did for this party was, I have to thank my parents and my brother for organizing the awesome party. They bought all the drinks and everything. It was a 2-day party, basically. Wow. And on the second day, I invited everyone from the Temasek Poly Design School, all my friends and all that. I just told them, just come for the party, bring whoever you all want. Mm-hmm. In retrospect, that was a very bad thing to do, but it makes for a good story anyway. So, we come to the night of the party and everyone's drinking and having a fucking fun time. It's as close as you'll get to a rager in Singapore, you know, fucking drunk people everywhere. Like, some guys are puking, some guys are... There's so much shit happening. And it's impossible to keep track of. You just know what you're doing. So I was hanging out at a party, and there was this girl there, and I was hanging out with her. And throughout the night, you know, a lot of my time was spent, trying to, how do I say...
Get lit.
No, actually, that's... that's kind of natural, you know, it wasn't focused on that, It was more of it was more of just entertaining her and being with her because she was hanging out with me and stuff like that. And everybody else, so my bandmates and stuff, they are pretty much the committee that's running the party, you know. So they're all off everywhere and organizing everything, coordinating shit and making sure everything's happening. And Sunday, so it's about like 12 or 1 a.m. at night in the, in the morning already. Like, and like, I guess 90% of the people at the party are all pretty much smashed and gone. And it's going crazy. Right? So it's basically a good party. And suddenly someone comes up to me and they go, no, I remember, sorry. So of course, I was looking for one of my friends, one of my bandmates. I was looking for Hairi, I think. And someone tells me, oh, Hairi, I think they're all by the beachside, bro. Something rabat is happening there. And I'm like, huh, what do you mean something rabat is happening there? They're like, I don't know, bro. Something about ghosts. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean something about a ghost is happening at the beachside? That's not like normal shit you tell people, like, oh, yeah, you know, ghosts lah. Yeah, like, there go ghosts. You know, you're like, ah. So I panicked. Then I'm like, okay, I told this girl, like, okay, let's go and find out what's happening over there. So I show up to, so I, me and her, we go and we end up going to like this outskirt area of Changi Beach, right? Where I, from far, I can see like a small group of like maybe 5 or 6 people gathered. And there's, from far, you can see, you know, there's one guy in the water and he's going inside the water and coming out. And then he goes in again, then he's coming out. And I'm like, is this guy fucking drowning or what? Like, why are they just standing there watching him do this? Okay. And this guy looks like he's drowning. So I start running. And like, I mean, I piggyback her and I start running to that place. And I reach
What happened to her legs?
She wasn't wearing slippers, so she's scared to run.
Oh, okay, understand.
Yeah, so I reach the place and I see that this guy that's going in and out is one of my friend's boyfriend. I don't really have anything like
good to say.
Good to say about this boyfriend of hers. But she is a fucking angel. She was the nicest person ever. So I see this guy going in and out of the water, right? And I'm looking at my friends and half of them have like, you know, like half smiles on their face, like they wanna laugh but they don't wanna laugh. And then the other half of them look like damn serious. They're like, hey, fuck, what is happening? So I go up to my friend Hairi and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is happening? And he just goes, oh, he possessed, huh? Then I'm like,
holy shit.
Then I'm like, what do you mean he's possessed? Then he's like, he's possessed. Then I'm like, how do you all know that? Then he can literally tell me, he says he's possessed.
Bro, you okay now? Wait, I possess. You give me Then you got elevator music playing around.
It wasn't even that... He wasn't even that nice, bro. He was literally like, oh, I'm possessed. Oh, I got it. Like, you know, he was like, he was doing that kind of shit. And he's going in and out of the water in his jeans and his bare body. And I'm looking at this guy like, okay, first of all, like, obviously, I mean, because I'm the host of the party, you know, it's my birthday party, so I don't want anyone to get hurt. It's the most important thing, right? So I tell the rest of them, like, yo, guys, we need to help him out of the water. Let's get him out of the water. And then they're all like, oh, I don't know if we should touch him and stuff like that. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's just pull him out of the water first. So we all work together. We pull him out of the water. And then he comes out, like, right, and he's fine. He's like, he starts shivering and shit. No, he starts shivering. Like, and he says this line. Hey, sejuk ah. Hey, sejuk. Siapa ada merah? Siapa ada merah? But he's not saying it in like, you know, like a human voice. He's saying it like in a possessed voice.
Like, siapa ada merah?
Yeah, and also basically, I mean, for anyone who doesn't understand Malay, like, he's just saying that he's fucking cold and he's asking for a red cigarette, right?
That's a great way to ask for a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly, it is. But like, and a little bit of backstory, this guy, before this was happening, was bragging about having 10 godang garam packs in his pocket.
How you even fit two?
How you fit 10 packs in one pocket, lah?
I don't know, bro. He managed to fit 10 packs and also a knife. Like, this fucking guy legit brought a knife to my party.
To your party, for fuck.
Yeah. And he lost the knife the next day and came back looking for the knife. And we all like, we can't find the knife. We don't know where the fuck the knife is. But if I'm not mistaken, I think someone found it and threw it away. Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So, like, he came out. So, we carry him out and everything. And this is where, again, so, now, right now, the Nazi guy and the Muslim guy with tattoos do not know this fella. But I think somehow throughout the night, they all made friends and they were all chilling together. Which is around the time probably this guy decided to get possessed. But... So he came out of the water and he, after asking for the cigarette, right, and someone gave him a cigarette, he started smoking and he just started saying this word, Fakrullah.
What?
Fakrullah. F-A-K-H-R-U-L-A-H, I think. Yeah, the name.
It's a name.
That was apparently the name of the demon that was possessing him.
Oh, so the demon name was Fakrullah.
Yeah, and the demon wasn't speaking, you know. It just kept saying its name, like Groot, you know.
Groot, I am
Groot. Yeah. It's like a Pokemon, like a Pokemon that says it's Pikachu.
Pretty much like a Pokemon, like, and we all like, ah, and at this point in time, me and my like Heidi and all my bandmates, we all like, can we even trust this fella now? What is he even doing, sir? And he's like, no, Fakula, Fakula.
Really,
yeah, he's legit doing that. And all of us are like over there, like at this point in time, the girl's like, hey, I go back first. Huh? And like, okay, yeah, you go back first.
She's back in a cock blocks,
yeah. Yeah, no, like, I mean, it's fine, like. So, like, so he's doing this shit over there. That's why they. So, like, he continues doing this shit, and then we all like thinking like, oh fuck, and we try to calm him down, like, you know, from like a human standpoint, like, hey bro, that might, bro, relax, relax, and he just keeps going.
Going
fuck
what?
Fuck you, like that, you know, and he's like shivering and like, you know, clenching his muscles and his face and his teeth and stuff while he's saying it. And so, to a certain level, right, you start to believe it, like, you're like, oh man, is this guy really fucking
like
possessed?
Some
man?
Level
so
of
we all get a bit like,
no
like,
shame to do something like that, if he was playing,
yeah,
fucking around,
exactly. It's next level commitment, man.
I mean, he's fuckrula around.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, but okay, yeah. So we all start looking around, like thinking, hey, fuck, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Yeah. Yeah, so then this Muslim guy with tattoos, like, he's again, like I say, I just say this because it's what I saw, not saying anything about anybody. He's a Muslim guy. I know for a fact he's Indian Muslim. And he's covered, his both arms, right, have full sleeve tattoos, right? So when you see a Muslim guy like that, the last thought in your mind would be he's very pious.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing to just assume.
Stereotype, I mean. Cannot lie about that, but it is a stereotype. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, because you already, it's pretty much an open thing that if you are a pious Muslim, you don't get tattoos and stuff like that, right? No body modifications. So, obviously, when I see that, I'm like, okay, you know, I understand, I'm cool with this guy, but like, he goes and says and he tells us, okay, guys, y'all don't worry, I have this handled. And we're like, okay. And he goes, I used to be an imam.
Huh? Which is heavily tattooed.
With his two full sleeves there, he's telling us he used to be an imam. And we are like, okay. But yeah, like, okay, awesome. Like, yeah, you know, like, okay, awesome. Fuck yeah, man. Thank God. And then he's like, yeah, I know. I'm going to say some prayers now. I will fix the situation. And then we're like, okay, thank God. Okay, yeah, just do it, bro. Do whatever you need to do, man. We are here to help you. And he's like, okay. So then he goes. So this guy is over there, like, you know, clenching his fucking fist and his mouth and shit. And he's shivering, right? Half naked with his jeans only and he's wet as shit with one red cigarette in his mouth.
Like,
and he's still shouting.
I'm saying it is still too much for a cigarette. La.
Yeah, exactly. And he's shouting like, fuck Rola. And then this guy, he walks to in front of him and he positions himself, like as if he's about to drop like some real proper fucking like Islam prayers, right? To screw this demon. You know, the best way I can describe his positioning is like, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo before he takes a free kick.
Oh, okay.
He's standing like that, like really poised and shit. He's got like his breath and everything. He's breathing in them heavily. He's breathing out them heavily and shit. And then he just goes, yeah. And then he puts his left hand out in front of him. In like, you know, the like a high five, like you're about to ask for a high five. He puts his left hand out in front of him. And this is his mantra to exorcise this demon. I cannot make this shit up, bro. He literally goes, "Kau jangan merepek." And all of us look at each other like, "Yo, what the fuck is this?" And then this guy is so confident, he just does. He keeps doing it. He pulls back his hand and he puts it out again.
I'm pretty sure. "Kau
jangan merepek." I don't know,
sure,
bro. You know, what's crazier than him doing that? This possessed guy starts to get exorcised.
Means Fakula was possessed by Kau Jagan Merite.
He was exorcised. I'm not even. I cannot make this shit up. This dude started to get more and more exorcised. Like, No.
And then we're like, oh,
I think. and I'm thinking, like, it's probably because there's like a bunch of Indian guys standing here that they think we don't understand Malay or something.
Yeah.
That, I mean, but like, it's not like Hairi is a Malay guy, you know, he's there also.
Yeah.
And we all look at each other like, what the fuck is happening? And these two are getting so into it, you know, like this power struggle of like holiness and the demon. And then he repeats it for like 4 or 5 times, and then suddenly Fakrullah gets exorcised and this guy collapses.
Like, oh my god.
No. For our listeners, right, what does Kau Jangan Merepek mean?
Don't
you don't nonsense.
Don't talk don't nonsense.
So probably that imam, that the heavily tattooed guy, knew that this other guy is doing some cock shit lah.
Cock shit lah. Yeah.
I mean, but...
So, but he don't want to like tell him up front, so he put up an act lah.
Yeah, it was a spectacle, man. It was a proper spectacle. And then the guy collapsed and shit. We had to carry him back to our... I mean, at this point in time, right, nobody feels bad for him. Everyone's fucking pissed with him because we're like, we know you're talking cocks, yeah. We still have to carry you back to the fucking chalet. Yeah. So we carry him back to the chalet. Cannot allow you. I mean, we aren't that, you know, inclined towards the holy life to say that. So yeah, like, that was my third story. Yeah, that's the reason I believe in ghosts today. That story.
Because of Fakrullah lah.
Fakrullah, man. Don't fuck with Fakrullah.
That should be a song title already for the new
one. Yeah, but those are my three stories lah. Thank you guys for listening, man.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, Tipa, you got any?
Okay. I've got, but it's in a 1 hour mark lah. Maybe save it for another time lah. I'm trying to keep the podcast a bit short lah.
Okay, no, just
then.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
I'm a bit excited to hear it, so actually.
Okay, why not I split it into 2 more podcasts?
No need.
Hey, too long lah, too long.
Okay, can.
Okay, fine.
Okay, now stay tuned for my ghost story in the next
one. Okay.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Adios.